Well, before we do anything else, why don't we pray together again? Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for the gift of your word. Thank you that this Christmas time we can look at your word together and get excited about who the Lord Jesus Christ is, about who that baby born in the manger was. Please would you be with us this morning, Lord. Amen. Well, we're in Advent now, aren't we? And that means we're allowed to begin to get excited about Christmas. We can put our Christmas tree up. We can start to wear our lovely Christmas jumpers. I'm disappointed that there's not more people wearing a Christmas jumper today. And this year, there are two things that we've had to get used to. Two things that during this bizarre COVID Christmas are beginning to feel quite normal. Washing and waiting. Washing and waiting. And that is the two things that our passage today is all about. Titus 2 is the perfect COVID Christmas passage. And let me explain. We've been washed. We all know about staying clean at the moment, don't we? When you came into the building today, you will have squirted your hand with some antibac. As you leave, you'll be asked to squirt your hands with some antibac. As you go into Morrison's, you have to squirt your hands with some antibac and wipe down the handle of the trolley. Grown-ups, we probably all now keep one of these precious little bottles in our bags or in our car. When you go to the loo, you're meant to wash your hands for 20 seconds. And I don't know about you, when I started having to do that, that felt like an age. 20 seconds. You're meant to sing Happy Birthday while you wash your hands or say the Lord's Prayer so you do it for enough time. We've all become very good at keeping clean, at washing our hands. And today's passage says a little bit about washing. If you've got a Bible with you, look down at verses 11 to 14. I'm going to read from the children's Bible we use downstairs, but it would still be good for you to follow it along. 11 and 14. That is the way we should live, because God's grace has come. That means God's grace has come in the person of Jesus. That grace can save every person. He, Jesus, gave himself for us. He died to free us from all evil. He died to make us pure people who belong only to him. People who are always wanting to do good things. At Christmas time, we remember the coming of Jesus on that first Christmas day 2,000 odd years ago. And he came in order to die on the cross for us, to free us from evil and make us pure. Or as Titus will put it later on, he saved us, sorry, Paul would put it to Titus later on, he saved us through the washing of rebirth. He saved us through washing. And in today's passage, he makes us new, clean, pure people. It's a bit like this. Let me get my t-shirt for you. This is a dirty t-shirt. This is a dirty t-shirt. It's fairly new, but it's very dirty. And it's a bit like us. All the bad things we do, all the times we sin, all the times we go, shove off God, I'm in charge, no to you and your rules, makes us dirty. Not physically dirty. If you look down at your hands now, I would hope they are quite clean. But spiritually dirty. We become like this t-shirt, ingrained with disobedient dirt and stained with sin. But God's grace has come. That baby boy born in a manger would grow up to be the sacrificial saviour. He would clean us by dying on the cross. It's a bit like this. It's like putting my dirty t-shirt into clean, soapy water, and after I've cleaned it a bit, it comes out brilliantly clean and white. I'm sorry, Caroline, that I made a mess. It comes out brilliantly clean and white. Jesus has cleaned us. He's washed away our sins and made us pure. And as pure people, we're meant to do good. Look down at verse 14 if you've got your Bibles with you. He died to make us pure people who belong only to him. People who are always wanting to do good things. We belong to Jesus. We're Christians. We're Christ's people. And as cleaned Christians, our desires are changed and we're meant to be a people who always want to do good. Well, what are those good things? Verse 12 tells us that the right way to live is to serve God. And later in Titus, Paul will say that doing good things includes meeting people's needs. So the good things we should be eager to do are obey God and love others. Now that doesn't mean that Christians are perfect people. Far from it. Christians battle sin, Christians can be selfish and rude, but it does mean that one of the changes we should expect to see in our lives as people who have been washed clean by Jesus, one of the indicators of our cleanliness is that we want to do good. We want to obey God and we want to love others while we wait for Jesus' return. And that's our second point. We're waiting. This time of year is full of waiting, isn't it? We count down the days to Christmas by opening our Advent calendars each day and by lighting an Advent candle every week. We wait patiently, full of suspense and excitement, bursting with anticipation. We can't wait, but we do wait. Well, Titus 2 tells us we're waiting for something more exciting than Christmas Day. More exciting than a day full of gifts and food and family. We are waiting for the day when our God and Saviour, Jesus Christ, will return. Look down at verses 12 and 13. It, that's the grace that came when Jesus came, teaches us not to live against God and not to do the evil things the world wants to do. That grace teaches us to live in the present age in a wise and right way, a way that shows we serve God. We should live like that while we are waiting for the coming of our great God and Saviour, Jesus Christ. He is our great hope, and he will come with glory. We are waiting for his return. Jesus is coming back. Our belief as Christians, our hope as Christians, is that one day Jesus will return. And in the meantime, we wait. Now, there are two different types of waiting, aren't there? There is boring waiting, doing nothing while you wait for a bus or a train to come along. And then there's busy waiting, doing lots of things to get ready for Christmas Day, buying and wrapping presents, preparing and cooking food, decorating Christmas trees, putting up lights. That's busy waiting. Well, we're not called to boring waiting whilst we wait for the return of Christ, doing nothing and twiddling our thumbs until he comes back. We're called to busy waiting, living in the right way and obeying God whilst we wait for his return. That eagerness to do good, which is meant to characterize clean Christians, is the same as our busy waiting. While we wait, we try and live lives which please God, obey his rules, and love other people. So this COVID Christmas time, remember that it is all about washing and waiting. Every time you step through the door of church or the supermarket and you squirt that hand sanitizer into your hands, remember that you are washed people who have been cleaned because that baby boy was born 2,000 years ago and grew up to die on the cross for you. And while you wait in eager anticipation over those next 19 days until Christmas Day, remember that whilst we wait for Jesus' return, we wait busy, loving one another and obeying God. Why don't we pray? Father, thank you so much that we are washed. That we are washed clean by the Lord Jesus Christ, that he has taken away our sin. Thank you that when you look at us, you see clean, pure people. Father, please, would you help us as clean, pure people to be eager to do good? Would you help us to wait busily for the return of Christ? This Christmas time, would you give us lots of opportunities to be reminded of those wonderful truths that we have been washed clean and we are waiting for Jesus to return. Amen.